أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لم تقولون ما لا تفعلون. كبر مقتا عند الله أن تقولوا ما لا تفعلون. إن الله يحب الذين يقاتلون في سبيله صفا كأنهم بنيان مرصوص. وإذ قال موسى لقومه يا قوم لم تؤذونني وقد تعلمون أني رسول الله إليكم. فلما زاغوا أزاغ الله قلوبهم والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. وإذ قال عيسى ابن مريم يا بني إسرائيل إني رسول الله إليكم مصدقا لما بين يدي من التوراة ومبشرا برسول يأتي من بعد اسمه أحمد. فلما جاءهم بالبينات قالوا هذا سحر مبين. ومن أظلم ممن افترى على الله الكذب وهو يدعى إلى الإسلام والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم والله متم نوره ولو كره الكافرون. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. Whatever is in the heavens and the earth glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is exalted in might and full of wisdom. O you who believe, why do you say things that you do not? Most detestable in the sight of Allah Ta'ala is that you say things that you do not. Allah Ta'ala loves those who fight in His cause well arranged, as if they were a solid cemented structure. Some people had requested Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had we only known what was best in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, then we will do everything within our will to strive to attain the love and the happiness of Allah Ta'ala. We'll spend all our wealth, we'll give our lives entirely just to see what Allah Ta'ala wants and likes most from us. So this verse has been revealed, لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Why do you say things that you do not? The thing that Allah Ta'ala loves most is fighting in His cause, only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. And you are standing like a solid cemented wall. You can imagine now, if it's a cemented solid wall, or a wall that is built in iron and steel, strong, standing together, a striking example of order, a striking example of discipline, of cohesion and courage. So they are so strong that nobody can penetrate their ranks. And they stand like a wall, they stand out to the enemy, they don't run away. And they stand as a cemented structure, solid structure, as they take their positions and they don't move away from their positions. So Allah Ta'ala loves this most. But when these people had requested that if we only known what Allah Ta'ala loves, we would have done everything to acquire the love of Allah Ta'ala. And this is a very tall claim. Because at the time that you have to execute and accomplish, you do not know what the circumstance will be, what will be your mindset, how you'll behave, how you'll respond at that time. Now you may say it very well, but precisely at the time of the encounter, how are you going to respond? You don't know. And then, number two, you do not trust and rely upon yourself. Rather, you trust in the grace of Allah Ta'ala, that He will give you the courage and the strength to stand up. If you're going to say that you're going to be doing this as though you're relying and depending upon yourself. So Allah Ta'ala corrected them. This type of claims mustn't be made. لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Why do you say things that you do not? And this is most detestable in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, a special ayat was revealed. لَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Whatever you need to do for the next day, don't say that I will definitely do this, without adding, by the will of Allah Ta'ala. You do not know what will be your position tomorrow, what will be the type of strength you have tomorrow, what will be the determination, what will be the condition of your mind tomorrow when you encounter, you do not know. So this type of matters, then you should rather assign it to Allah Ta'ala and say by the will of Allah Ta'ala, by His grace. إِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمْهِ. Allah Ta'ala shows in this verse what He loves most, striving in His path and then standing well arranged and like a solid cemented wall, that you don't move away from your position irrespective of the odds that you are faced up with, but you remain absolutely strong, you remain together, you have that discipline, that order and that courage, that you never move away from your ranks. إِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمْهِ. Like Nabi Sassam was harassed and he was hurt by his people, so was Musa alayhi salam. And Musa alayhi salam admonished his people saying, my people, why do you harass and hurt me? When you know that I am a Rasul of Allah Ta'ala sent to you, but when they went crooked, then Allah Ta'ala also let their hearts remain crooked, and Allah Ta'ala does not guide such transgressors. The mercy of Allah Ta'ala is directed, the grace of Allah Ta'ala is directed to an individual. Until he himself, of his own accord, he turns away. When he turned away, as though he shut his heart for the grace of Allah Ta'ala to penetrate his heart. His heart was open, the grace was flowing into his heart. But then when he went off, then as though the grace of Allah Ta'ala wishes to come, but he shut his heart off. When he closed his heart, the grace of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala also turned away His grace from them. وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. The general plan of Allah Ta'ala is, as long as a person is submissive and humble, he gains the grace of Allah Ta'ala. But the moment he turns away from that level, that required level of submission and humility, then he's closed his heart. So this is the hallmark of a Muslim, that he is submissive, he is humble, irrespective of the circumstance, but he's always humble and submissive. So he's submissive towards Allah Ta'ala, humble in his approach, always allowing room for the grace of Allah Ta'ala to penetrate his heart. But the moment he's going to show attitude, he's going to show that he is something, he's showing that he is superior, then he's closed his heart. No matter what he does thereafter, then that grace, that special attention of Allah Ta'ala is going to turn away from him. So the real way is not to think too much of yourself, or who you are, where you come from, or your name and your titles that you have. Rather, leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be submissive towards him, feel definitely that I don't deserve anything. All I'm enjoying is just the grace of Allah Ta'ala. And see how you'll enjoy the special attention, special love of Allah Ta'ala. إِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. And behold, Isa, the son of Maryam, alayhi salam, had spoken to his people, the Bani Israel, I am the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala sent to you, confirming the scriptures that went before me, and giving you the good news of a Rasul that will come after me, whose name will be Ahmad. And when he had brought to them clear proofs of his Paul, of his being the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala, came with clear, clear, sound proofs. Then too they said, هذا سحر مبين, this is evident sorcery. And who does greater wrong than one who invents a lie against Allah Ta'ala when he is being invited towards Islam, and Allah Ta'ala does not guide such wrongdoers. Rasulullah is mentioned in the previous scriptures, as the verse says that Isa alayhi salam had prophesied the coming of a Rasul that will come after him, and his name is Ahmad. So this prophecy is contained in the previous scriptures, Old Testament, in the New Testament. This prophecy is contained in the Bible that was printed in 1830. Up till this day, the word, the name of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is preserved. The one that was printed in 1830, it's contained the word Paracletus. This is the exact translation of Ahmad, the one that is most honorable, honored, respected, loved. So this has that meaning. Paracletus has the same meaning. And in fact, in the Bible that was printed in 1829, the person that had translated it thereafter from the Hebrew language to the English language was Godfrey Hainings. In his version, he's even preserved the name Ahmad. So the name of Rasulullah is been contained in the previous scriptures. And above all, the fact that the Quran Sharif speaks about Nabi Sam being mentioned in the previous scriptures, and the Quran was recited to the pagans as well as to the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians. None of them had the heart to challenge the Quran when it spoke about the prophecies and the predictions of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam contained in their book. They had challenged him in other respects, but in this regard that he is contained, his name has been mentioned in their scriptures, they never took this on. They knew that the name of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is preserved in their books. So Rasulullah is preserved, his name is contained. Then if someone closes his eyes, as though he's shutting off the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, he closed his eyes, he closed his heart from the grace of Allah Ta'ala, from trying to understand what is right without any prejudice, then he has, of his own accord, shifted the mercy of Allah Ta'ala from his mind, from his heart. Now how can he come right? So therefore Allah Ta'ala terms such a person as the greatest zalim. And they, by this approach of theirs, they turning away people, obstructing and preventing people from the light of Allah Ta'ala, they feel that they will extinguish the light of Allah Ta'ala with their mouths, whereas Allah Ta'ala will complete the nur and the light of his revelation, even though the kafirs may detest the same. هو الذي أرسل رسوله, it is he who sent his Rasul with guidance, and the true religion, that he may let it prevail over every other religion, even though the mushriks may detest the same.